Welcome to Walk the Talk with me, Dave Thomas. Thank you for downloading this edition of the programme. I do hope you enjoy it. I thought I would share a few things that I have personally learnt over the years and that have helped me to deal with some of the more common problems we all face. If you follow social media, you will know that every day somebody posts some motivational quote designed to make your life better, a profound philosophy summed up in a single sentence. And to be honest, I do it myself. But I can say to you that after nearly 50 years, of which 20 have been as a police officer, I have picked up a few things along the way that hopefully will go some way to make sense of things. Now, don't worry, or perhaps you do. I honestly believe it's an addiction, and I'm going to talk about that subject a little later on. But to be honest with you, I have always worried incessantly since I was a child. Now let me give you a few examples. Whilst at primary school, I once threw a stone across the playground that may or may not have hit a greenhouse and may or may not have caused a pane of glass to smash. I spent the next 2 years at school dreading every single day, wondering if I was going to get hauled into the head teacher's office. I would see the old man every day in his garden with his silver hair, thinking he was looking right at me, knowing that I had smashed his glass, and waiting for his moment to pounce. Later on, I remember being on holiday in Austria and being licked by a dog. I was convinced I had an open wound and I caught rabies and I was going to die. It ruined my 2 weeks abroad. I'd watched The Omen and convinced myself I was the Antichrist because I had a strange scar I had inflicted on myself several years earlier, skiing down a snow-laden hill on an old car door. Now, if you're laughing at me, then I'm laughing with you, because it's bloody ridiculous, isn't it? But if you're not laughing whatsoever, and quietly nodding at whatever things you were worrying about, and perhaps still are, then I empathise with you and the truly terrifying emotions you're struggling to hold on to. Now, I do have some good news for those of you that worry. And even if you take my following words to heart for only 1 minute, before sinking back into the self-destructive worry cycle, then at least you've had some respite. Worriers will take any worry-free moments they can before they worry about not worrying and sink back again. My hope, however, is that you will pull yourself out of your worry, because only you can do so. Now, I'm talking about the constant drip, drip, drip of an irrational fear that is always there at the back of your mind or on your back, constantly reminding you that you can't jump out of your own skin, despite your best efforts to do so. Worry is very much linked to fear, fear of things that might happen. Human beings always fear something they don't understand. Holding on to fear becomes a worry. So you try not to worry, and then you worry because you're not worrying. I was a chronic worrier for most of my life until one day I stopped running from my worries. I said, you know what? I've realised that 99% of my worries of what might happen haven't. It was a wonderful release and it was purely a matter of statistics. The longer I went worrying without something happening confirmed to my rational mind that there was nothing to worry about. The rational thought slowly outweighed the irrational mind that the longer I waited worrying about something to happen, then at some point it would. So why do we worry? Some of us are predisposed to worry. We can't help it. Some of us worry because we're run down, lonely, or simply left alone with our thoughts with nothing else to think about except our worries. What a ridiculous hamster wheel we choose to run on. Worry is a total waste of time. It doesn't change anything. All it does is steal your joy of the present and keeps you very busy doing nothing. So all I can say is try not to let worry consume you. Don't worry that you're trying not to worry. If you finally conquer yourself not to worry, don't be surprised at the peace you'll find. Allow yourself the peace you've a right to. And if you can't stop worrying for a second and see how that goes. And then a minute. And then 10 minutes. And so on. Now, as I said earlier, worry for some was an addiction. And for many years, I was an addict. Your immediate thought will be me injecting heroin in a grim bedsit. But in reality, many of us are addicted to all sorts of things. When I was 21, my dad died of a smoking-related illness. For years, I would berate him and watch his general health decline to the point where he was unable to walk, and I had to carry him downstairs in my arms like a child to the bed I had moved into the living room. It was my final year at college, and although I wanted to stay, he told me to go back and carry on. The next day, I got the phone call that confirmed to me I should have stayed. So what did I do? I started smoking. Why? I can't tell you. To this day, I'm struggling to comprehend it. What is important is I stopped 2 years ago without any assistance from patches, sprays, or hypnotherapy. The day after I started smoking, I spent the next 20 years trying to stop. And that's my point. And looking back, there were two reasons why I couldn't. First, I didn't want to stop. Second, when I did occasionally entertain the idea that I should, it was the addict telling me. Something strange happened when I did eventually stop. They say to halt an addiction, you first have to realise there is a problem. Second, you have to believe that it is possible to change. And third, you realise that the person who became addicted cannot be the same person that stops. And that's what happened with me. One day, I realised that I'd had enough of smoking and I became a non-smoker. My decision was rubber-stamped when I stopped very soon afterwards. Yes, there were niggles over the next few weeks, mainly due to physical withdrawal symptoms, but I never doubted the fact that I would never smoke again. To this day, I have no desire to. Whether your addiction is drugs, alcohol, tobacco, gambling, pornography, the principle to stop is, I believe, the same. Yes, some addictions are illegal, some are not. Some only hurt yourself, whilst other addictions can hurt a whole family. And some are more addictive than others. But if you want it, then you'll get it. It takes courage, not to stop, but to change. Stopping is the easy bit. But what you're asking yourself to do is to throw away yourself and replace it with somebody new. What happens when you do that? Will I survive? How can I live with myself? Well, you will, I promise you. You must be prepared to die at any given moment in order to change into the person you want to be. And it's no point saying that you must give up because whatever you're doing is killing you or you're going to lose everything. They may make an addict consider their position, but ultimately irrelevant arguments. Only the addict decides when it's time to quit. Only the addict decides it is possible. Only the addict changes in order to start afresh. Does the old me exist? Of course it does, and I can't be complacent. But I'm much happier with the new me, and I have no desire or reason to return to a darker place I once inhabited.